Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, had many enemies, and in principle the Banu Israel, a small group, accepted in his message, but a large majority who are originally the followers of Musa alayhi salam, nowadays known as the Jews, the Jewish community, most of them, they rejected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's message. They did not believe in him. And eventually they and others, they plotted to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, another miracle happens, that on the day of the murder, the attempted murder, Allah Ta'ala raises Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the sky. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. The Quran makes reference to this in the sixth juz, towards the end of Surah An-Nisa, that they did not kill him. They thought that they killed him. Now some historical reports suggest that the person who went to kill him, his appearance was transformed into the appearance of Isa alayhi salam. So when he did not emerge and people went into the room, they thought that he is Isa alayhi salam, and that Isa alayhi salam has committed some magic and has made him vanish. So they killed him. But they never killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran says this very, very clearly. وَمَا خَتَلُوهُ. They did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَ لَهُمْ. But they were confused. They were confused. They did kill someone, but it wasn't Isa alayhi salam. And herein lies the other major difference between our belief and the Christian belief. We believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted to the skies, and that he is alive. He did not die a natural death. The Christian belief is that he was killed. And they also believe that he was killed to atone for the sins of the entire humanity. So that all the sins that the entire humanity they commit, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's murder or him dying is like a kafara, an atonement for the sins of humanity. Now we don't believe in any of this because we don't believe that he was killed. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is lifted to the skies. And his followers, they spread Christianity, and later they distorted his message. And some people say it was Saint Paul, some people say it was others. They slowly, slowly inserted things into their books, into their gospels, and started to give Isa alayhi salatu wasalam started to suggest that he had some divine powers. And then slowly, slowly started to suggest that he was made from the divine light of God, the Nur of God. And then slowly, slowly he was part of God. And then slowly, slowly he was the Son of God. This is how that belief evolved. So where is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam now? He's in the skies. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him on the night of Mi'raj and Isra. Towards the end of time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has transmitted. Imam Muslim rahimahullah has also transmitted this hadith in their sahih that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend before the end of time. And in other narrations, there's more detail as to where he will descend, how he will descend. Looking at all the narrations, we understand that Isa alayhi salam will descend in Damascus, in Syria, which is currently under turmoil today, and has been in the torment and the constant fighting for the past decade, for the past 10 years. He will descend in the main masjid of Damascus by the Minara. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to the narration of Ibn Majah and others, will be on the musalla for Fajr Salah. And when he will see Isa alayhi salam, he will request him to lead Salah, because he will recognize him. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say no. Because Imam Mahdi will already be on the Musalla. And when someone is already on the Musalla, you shouldn't move them. You should leave them. Fajr Salah will take place. And thereafter, at that time, there will be a major war between Dajjal and all the Dajjali groups. And I don't need to tell you who those groups will be, because this will be in the Middle East. This will be in the Middle East. And finally and eventually, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will capture Dajjal in Lud. Lud. Lud is approximately, I think, 40 to 45 kilometers from Al-Quds, from Jerusalem. In English, I think it is Lod or Lud. L-U-D-D, I think. It's not far from Al-Quds. So Dajjal and his army, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Muslim army, there'll be Al-Malhamatul Kubra, a major war. And there'll be big battles in Ghouta, in and around Sham, this whole area. And the final blow between Isa alayhi salam and Dajjal will be in Lud. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill him. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will establish a Muslim rule, a prosperous Muslim rule. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَنْزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا مُقْسِطًا. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend amongst you. He'll be very just. Justice will prevail throughout the world. وَيَكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ. And he will break the cross. He will break the cross. Because the cross that they have is a symbolic gesture, it's a symbol to reflect the killing of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was hung, he was crucified on this cross. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will break the cross to convey to the entire world that I was not crucified, this belief was wrong. وَيَغْتُرُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. He will also kill the pig. Why? Because falsely, the Christians falsely invented that the pig is lawful to eat. Whereas in the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in fact in all the religions, pork was never halal. Pork was never halal. So he will kill the pig again to communicate to the world that I never ever made pig lawful, halal. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةَ. And the hadith continues. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some narrations, will live and marry and then he will pass away. But when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, he will follow our Sharia, the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the hereafter, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be asked, and this is mentioned in the seventh part, where قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Allah Ta'ala will say to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you tell the people to worship you. أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you instruct the people to make you and your mother as gods other than Allah? And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ نَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. And Ya Allah, you are pure, glory be unto you. How could I have ever said this? And if I had said this, then you would know this. You know what's in my heart. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ الْغُيُوبِ. And in summary, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam did not marry. There was no Joseph. The birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was miraculous. He spoke as a baby. He is not the son of God. He is a servant of Allah, no different to any other prophet. And he was a very, very noble prophet, and we respect him and his mother. We hold them in high esteem. He was not killed or crucified. He performed miracles through the power of Allah, through the permission of Allah, not through his own power. He was a human being. Allah Ta'ala raised him to the seven skies, and he will descend before the end of time, and he will fight Dajjal and kill Dajjal. Establish a prosperous Islamic rule, follow the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then die natural death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding of our deen. May He instill the correct Islamic beliefs within our hearts and minds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, including Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter in Jannah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.